What do you want, buddy? Finley is down at my feet. Finley's down at my feet. He's staring at me. He's going to start fucking meowing soon. I just gave him some fucking snacks. Some treats. I got to say it quiet because his brother's sleeping. You don't awake the fucking bear sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, he's sleeping. He's passed out. He's not going to fucking bother me for a while. So I don't want to say shit too loud for him to fucking hear. It's like when you have to spell out ride for dogs. That clever shit. Or walk. When you go on a W-A-L-K. Like, they don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But this is Chris Johnson, and it's that time of year again. I always start not necessarily getting nostalgic this time of year. I mean, I guess there's a little nostalgia, just the fucking holidays. You think of holidays past, maybe people who aren't around anymore, all that shit. Christmases that you might have spent with others, grandparents, and maybe relationships that aren't in existence anymore, whether it be, romantic or friends or any of that shit. What you might have gained, all that stuff. It's the fucking end of the year, man. It just always happens. There's all this year-end shit in December, and I know it's fucking arbitrary. I mean, we made it up. We made up the fucking calendar. But I was thinking the other day when I was running. I do a lot of thinking when I'm running. You know, I get out there and I get rolling and you just start fucking thinking. Your mind starts fucking wandering. My mind doesn't wander when I lift because I'm always thinking about the next set. I'm always like, fuck, I don't want to fucking do this. It's too fucking heavy. Goddamn, I'm fucking tired. What's the fucking next set I got to do? Why is that piece of shit on that fucking machine? All that stuff's going through my fucking head when I'm fucking lifting. When I'm running, I just fucking go. I got music on and shit. I'm always listening to music. But like, you know, sometimes like my mind will just go. And I always think, in general, like, fucking, where are you? Like, where do you stand? Who the fuck are you? Where are you going to be? Where are you going? Where have you been? All that stuff. I think it's important. I try not to dwell too much in the past or the future because that shit panics my fucking ass. I try to have most of my focus right fucking now. And if you've listened enough of my fucking podcast or you know me, you know that that's pretty much how I fucking think. I don't plan shit out. I don't have a lot of fucking goals or any of that. Or any fucking goals. I don't have any goals. You know what my goal is? To be as good a person as possible. That's it. That is my fucking goal. It's the only thing I give a shit about. I mean, like, maybe there's other things that, like, might be nice. Like, hey, man, maybe it might be nice to own your place one day instead of fucking renting. But, like, I wouldn't call it a fucking goal. Like, it's not something that I'm, like, fucking building towards. I don't really give much of a fuck. It's just there. And I don't know, like, how this popped into my head, but, like relationships popped into my head. They pop into my head fucking a lot because I'm always the single guy. I'm always the single guy when I'm out. A lot of people are fucking paired up now. I'm fucking 40 years old now. People I know are fucking paired up. I don't think I have any other single buddies. Maybe Alpha Strohs. I don't know. I don't talk. I don't know what he's got going on. He might be fucking somebody. I don't know what he's doing. We talk about other shit. But I don't have many single friends. And I know that I talk about, like, not dating and shit like that. And I don't because I don't give a fuck about it. But I don't think that means that, like, I ever rule out, like, being in a relationship again. I just don't think it's going to happen. Like, if something was around that caught my fucking attention or caught my fucking interest, I'm sure I would fucking do it. I can get to that point. It just takes a lot for me to get to that point. And I don't give a fuck about it in general. Like, a lot of people have, like, relationships as, like, a goal. Like, I want to be with somebody. I want to have kids. I want to have a fucking partner on all that shit. And I guess, you know, sometimes you think, like, well, that might be nice. But, like, you don't think about it, at least I don't think about it, in general terms. I think about it like when I'm doing the turkey trot and I forgot my race bib, I thought to myself, like, motherfucker, if I was fucking dating somebody, like, she could fucking bring it to my ass. I think about it like selfish terms. Like, fuck, well, this person would give me a fucking ride. But that's not really the reason to get into a fucking relationship. I mean, I could fucking be in a relationship tomorrow if I wanted to. And I'm not even saying that is, like, arrogant. I'm just saying that, like, the reason people are in or not in relationships largely has to do with a set of standards that they've created for themselves, whether, you know, something that's spoken or just something that's in your fucking head. If you want a fucking date, you can go on a fucking Tinder site and just accept fucking anybody who wants to fucking see you. You know what I mean? I heard somebody say one time, I was listening to a podcast. I don't even remember, like, what the fuck the main point was, but he's like, anybody can have sex with anybody. All you gotta do is just, like, go to a bar at night and have no fucking standards. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you could date somebody at any fucking time, but is it gonna be worth your fucking, gonna be worth your time is like the important thing. And I have, like, a very interesting, at least I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting because I don't, like, ever come across anybody that, like, shares this fucking view, but, like, sure, I would get involved with somebody. I just don't know what it would take for me to do it. A lot of people get, like, angry after relationships that fucking fail. They're like, oh, I'm never fucking doing this again, all that shit. Like, I don't know if I've ever said that. Maybe I did at one point. I mean, there's 600 plus episodes of these fucking things. I'm sure maybe at some point I felt like that. Like, I'm not gonna fucking waste my time. You don't want to be hurt, all that shit. And I don't want to be fucking hurt, but, like, I don't know, dude. Like, I don't... It's weird. Like, I would get into a relationship again, but I'm also not willing to do any of the things that it would take to get there. So that's why I think it's not going to happen, because I don't care. But I guess it's not something that I've ruled out. It was an interesting thing, because I've never really thought about it in those terms before. Because people are like, would you want that? Like, I mean, I guess. I don't know. Like, it's something I guess I'm pretty fucking neutral on. It's something that I haven't ruled out, but it's also not something that I'm fucking chasing. I'm not fucking chasing anything. That's where Chris Johnson is as a 40-year-old man at the end of fucking 2022. Chasing fucking nothing. Don't really fucking want anything. I just want to be happy and try to get better. Getting better is a constant process. You cannot get complacent. Complacency can really fuck things up. I don't want to ever get to a point where like I fuck things up because I'm complacent. I'm just like, hey man, I'm fucking great now. Like, that's it. Like, no, man, you gotta keep working. You gotta keep trying to be better. And I try to fucking do that. I don't know if I succeed. I like to think so, but I don't know. Look at myself in the mirror and think like, hey buddy, you tried today. Nice job, Chris Johnson. So it's really like all I can handle is just like, motherfucker, I will try. I'll fucking try. Chris Johnson will try. Am I going to succeed? Probably not. You know, historically speaking, the answer is going to be no, but I'll show up if I give enough of a fuck. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episodes come out. I'm all over the place, baby. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, any fucking podcasting sites you want, including Podbean, which is the host of the cast. Every episode is there. All 600 plus website, app. I am on Twitter. That is at Johnson Hates You. I'm on Instagram. That is at maybe 5 minutes. I'm also going to be putting this cast in my Facebook timeline. So if that's your fucking bag, you can catch this shit there.